Brady Report.
It's a Monday morning. Into Brady, g'day.
Morning, Millsy. Hey, Buzz.
Harry and Meghan are going on a tour. Why?
Yeah, a royal tour of Morocco. 3 days. Today was day one. Lots of pictures. Meghan has had a henna tattoo done on her hand, which apparently is what Moroccan ladies have when they're expecting a baby. So some great pictures that you'll see in the papers, but they're in need of some good publicity because the papers here seem to have certainly taken a dislike, stroke, an agenda against Meghan in some quarters. And last weekend, she had a baby shower in New York City. And the whisper is it cost about $500,000 all up. Now, this was not funded by the British taxpayer. Nevertheless, the papers here felt it was extravagant and extreme, and they're saying, who does she think she is? And I think she walks a fine line between being a member of the royal family and also being a celebrity in her own right. Mm. She must needs to really make a choice that she is royal family, and really, you know, do you want to be seen having a lavish party for a baby shower, which is a very American thing to have, and all that cash being spent while the rest of the country is quite struggling? Nevertheless, day two ahead for Harry and Meghan in Morocco.
Who was the goalkeeper that wouldn't get off?
You'll see this in the evening sports bulletins, and it's going viral already. It was the League Cup final at Wembley between Manchester City and Chelsea, and it finished 0-0. It went to penalties after extra time. And at the very last couple of minutes of the extra time, the Chelsea manager, who is under huge pressure to keep his job, Maurizio Sarri, he put up the substitution board telling the Chelsea goalie to come off. The Chelsea goalie had had some problems with cramp, and the young goalie is called Kepa Arrizabalaga. He's Spanish. He cost about $140 million, and he refused to come off. Live on TV, 80,000 people at Wembley, and basically he wouldn't move. Just said, no, I'm not coming off. And then the goalie that was meant to come on, who they reckon is better at saving penalties, and it went to a penalty shootout, Willy Caballero's his name, he looked absolutely furious. The Chelsea manager, Sarri, when he realised that the goalie wasn't going to come off, he stormed off down the touchline. It looks terrible. It really, really does. End result was he had a bit of a nightmare in the shootout. He probably wished he'd been substituted, and Manchester City went on to win the cup. But watch how this plays out. The whisper is the Chelsea manager has not got very much long time left.
Right, not good at all. All right, mate, we'll be back with you this afternoon with Ollie, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, boys.